Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Mem Tes in Meseches Gittin. We are towards the beginning of Perek HaNezakin. Our daf is going to continue an analysis of the words of the Mishnah, HaNezakin Shaman Lahem Be'idyas, that if there are damages, those damages are paid back and are assessed through Idyas. There are three forms of land, Idyas, Beinonis, and Ziborius. They are different quality lands, and the Mishnah says that Nezakin, the responsibility of the Mazik is to pay back with Idyas. Our Gemara is going to analyze the source, which is based on a Braisa. The Braisa is quoted 10, 12 lines from the bottom, Memches on the base, maybe even a little less than 10 lines. A machlokis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, how to understand the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Meitav Sadeu Umeitav Karmo Yishalim. And that is going to take us through our Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the Machlokis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, how to read that Pasuk. The Gemara will continue analyzing the other Takkanos of the Mishnah, the other forms of payment. For example, we had learned that a Baal Chov pays back Bebeinonis, and not Beidyos, and that will be a discussion in our Gemara, as well as Ksubas Isha from Ziboris. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up the last line on Memches Amud Beis with an analysis of the Machlokis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. As mentioned, 10 lines from the bottom, the Gemara quote a Braisa, which appears above the Kama Daf Vav Amud Beis as well, Meitav Sadeu Meitav Karma Yishalim. So here we have a Machlokis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva when the Torah says that you're supposed to pay back with the best. Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion, as the Braisa here mentions, Meitav Sadeo Shal Nizik, Umeitav Karmo Shal Nizik. You need to pay back from the best of the Nizik. That's Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Again, we're going to say the words, but the Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Yishmael is saying. Rabbi Akiva, Imer Loi Ba, Kosu El Ligvos L'Nizakim Min HaIdyas. And Rabbi Akiva says, it's coming to tell us that you collect when it comes to Nizakin from the Idyas, from the best. Now, it's not clear what is that machlokis between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. And here we have Elo Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Hacha B'mayaskinan, on the top of Mem Tes Amud Aleph, suggesting that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about the definition of the Pasuk in a very prescribed case. Says Gemara on the top line of Mem Tes Amud Aleph, Kigon Shahisa Idyas the Nizik, Kiziboris the Mazik. In a case of where the quality of land that the Nizik has, that is Idyas. Okay, so Reuven's shore damaged Shimon's land. Shimon's land, the best quality, is like Ziburis of the Mazik. Rabbi Shmuel Salver, but the Nizik Shaminun. Rabbi Shmuel says, you take a look at what's best of the Nizik. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mazik will, quote-unquote, get away with paying his Ziboris, because it's Idyas the Nizik. Rabbi Akiva Salver, but the Mazik Shaminun. And Rabbi Akiva says that you assess it from the perspective of the Mazik. So the Torah says, Meitav Sadeu Meitav Karma Yishalim. And that's behind the meaning of the beginning of our perek, HaNezakin Shamalem Ve'idyas, that you pay back with the best. However, the question now becomes, the machlokes to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, is what happens if the best is relative? If the best of the Nizik is the worst of the Mazik, so then in such a case, Rabbi Shmuel says that the Mazik is on easy street. He could get away with paying what is his Ziburis. Of course, we need to emphasize that there is no machlokas how much you have to pay back. If the animal damaged $100 worth of tomatoes, he needs to pay back $100 of tomatoes. That everybody agrees. The question over here is, does he need to pay back grade A tomatoes if the mazik has grade A, grade B, grade C? In a case of where the nizik only has grade C, says Rabbi Yishmael, the Mazik will only have to pay grade C. While Rabbi Akiva holds no, he says you look at the Mazik. And therefore he needs to pay grade A. It spells out the Gemara four lines to the top, Amen Tesam Alf. My time into Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Shmuel's rationale? Nemra Sada Lemata, Venemra Sada Lemala. In the Torah, in Parshas Mishpatim, it says Sada twice. It says in regards to Nezek Uvier Bisteyacher, if your animal goes and roams into another person's garden and he eats from it. So in this case, where Reuven's animal went
and he ate the tomatoes. V'nemer sadeh lemata. And it also says, meitav sadehu, meitav karmo. Ma sadeh amur lemala d'nizik. Just like over there, the subject is that Reuven's animal went into Shimon's field, so we focus on the nizik. Av sadeh amur lemata. So too the sadeh that said, in regards to meitav sadehu, meitav karmo, d'nizik. You assess from the meitav of the nizik, and if it's the best quality of the nizik is grade C, that's all the mazik's going to have to pay. Rabbi Akiva is going to disagree, says Gemara, seven lines on the top. Rabbi Akiva, sar meitav sadeh yushalim, dehayech dekom mishalim. It says the meitav sadeh, he pays. Whose field are we assessing? Yishalim, the one who's going to pay. Dehayech, the one who's going to pay. He pays from his best, and therefore he needs to pay from grade A. Explains the Gemara, Rabbi Yishmael, Ahani Gzereshava, Vahani Kra. Rabbi Yishmael learned the Gzereshava, as we just explained. Ahani Gzereshava, Chada Amoran, that he learns from Ubir B'stei Acher, it says Sada twice. Ahani Kra, and he also learns from the Pasuk, the Islay Lemazik Idis, Vizi Boris. The pasuk is coming also to tell us that if the mazik has idyas and ziboris, viziboris didei lo shave ki idyas denizik, and his ziboris is not parallel to the idyas of the nizik. We learned above that according to Rabbi Yishmael, that if the idyas of the nizik is equal to the ziboris of the mazik, then the mazik could get away with paying with his ziboris. However, what happens if the ziboris of the mazik is worth less than the idyos of the nizik, but at the same time, the idyos of the mazik is much more than the idyos of the nizik? Nevertheless, the mishalim lemi meitav, the requirement is that the mazik now has to pay from his meitav, even though his idyos is so much better than the idyos of the nizik. And that's the simple reading of the pasuk according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Aimer Loi Ba Kosev, Rabbi Akiva, who says that the mazik always needs to pay from his idyos, that pasuk of Meitav Sadeh Meitav Karmo is coming to tell us El Ligvos Lenizakim in the idyos, that he always, the mazik always needs to pay from his idyos. The Kal V'Chomer LeHegdish, and Rabbi Akiva adds the words, and there's a Kal V'Chomer to Hegdish. Explains the Gemara, my Kal V'Chomer LeHegdish. What exactly is Kal V'Chomer LeHegdish? And the Gemara goes through a couple of possibilities. If we're talking about the Mazik, Reuven's ox gored ox of Hegdish, and then the Halacha is that according to Rabbi Akiva, you need to pay Mameitav. Says the Gemara, that's not correct. The halacha is that if Reuven damages Hegdish, he's potter. Because the Torah, again, in this week's parasha, Parshas Mishpatim, about Negicha, says, if an animal gores the animal of one's friend, as opposed to that of Hegdish, and therefore you're going to be potter. V'chiyigod sharish esharieu tells you that if your animal gores Hegdish, you're potter. So what did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said v'kal v'chomer l'Hegdish? Ela lo'imer harei alai mona l'bedek kabais. If Reuven takes upon himself a neder that he's going to give 100, a mona, to the bedek kabais, that means that it's going to be for the upkeep for the Beis Hamikdash. The Ozi Gizbar v'shakul mi'idyas. If he doesn't have any money and the Gizbar comes to collect, he collects from grade A tomatoes. Asks the Gemara, should that be so that he should collect from idyas? Lo yehel b'achav. He should be like someone who owes someone money. Reuven owes Shimon money. So what did we learn in our Mishnah when Reuven owes Shimon money? He plays from Beinonis. U'balchov dino kebeinonis. V'beinonis. The Balchov pays back when Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon collects from land, so he pays from the grade B. And so too, over here, he made a donation to Hegdish. He owes Hegdish. He should collect from Beinonis. V'chit hemerkas of Rabbi Akiva, Balchov, Shokul b'idis kinezik. And if you're going to say that Rabbi Akiva actually disagrees with our Mishnah and says that Balchov collects from idyos, then I'll have another follow-up question. When it comes to Balchov, we already have a precedent that we see that we're out to get the mazik because he's got to pay. So therefore, we say that he pays from the best. Taimer behegdish shekein hura kochol binizakin. In contrast to when it comes to hegdish, the halacha is that you're in good stand. You're stronger, and hegdish is weaker when it comes to paying him back. Because if your animal damages hegdish, as we mentioned above, you're going to be potter. So just because the halacha is that when it comes to nizakin, you pay beidius, and when you owe Shimon money for nizakin, you pay from idius. So then it makes sense you would collect when it comes to balchov from beinus. However, when it comes to hegdish, there you don't have a strong of a hold that hegdish has over Reuven, to the point that you don't even collect. Hegdish doesn't even collect if Reuven's shore damages his. And therefore, to say that Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the Baal Chov of Hegdish would pay for Meitav is on weak standing. Says the Gemara, La'olam d'nakchei Torah didon l'Torah d'Hegdish. Let us say, go back to original idea, that Reuven's shor damaged that which is of Hegdish. It says shor eyu. Rabbi Akiva savalak Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya is a dissenting view. Disanya, we learn the Brisa of Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Omer shor shel Hegdish shenogach v'shor shel Hedyut potter. So even though the halach is that shor shel hegdish damages a shor shel hedyit, it's going to be potter. But when Reuven damages hegdish, so then the halach is it doesn't matter what Reuven's shor was. Bein tam u bein muad. We know that a tam normally pays chatzi nezek from this week's parasha muad nezek shalem. However, if he damages hegdish mishalem nezek shalem. Hence, what we learned v'kal v'chomer lehegdish, Rabbi Akiva says that the halacha is that the nizik always is paid in idyus, and certainly if he damaged hegdish, he pays from idyus. Ihachi says the Gemara, mimai de beidyus de nizik kizibars de mazik pligi. If this was the explanation of Shitas Rabbi Akiva, then how do we know that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about the case that we had just mentioned above at the beginning of our Amud, in a case of which of idyus de nizik is ziburis de mazik, that we learned that according to Rabbi Yishmael, the mazik could get away paying the ziburis. Dilma, maybe, now that we've just suggested the above explanation, that to Rabbi Akiva's words of kal v'chomer lehegdish, we could have a nifrim machlokis. The kuli ala b'de nizik shaymina. That everybody says that you look at whatever is the nizik's idyus. But the whole machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, the price that we had 10 lines from the bottom of Memches Amud Beis is the following: do Rabbi Akiva suffer like Rabbi Shimon Menasseh? Rabbi Akiva also like Rabbi Shimon Menasseh that if your ox damages hegdish, you're chayiv. Rabbi Shmuel suffer like Rabbanan, and Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan. It's just a very particular machlokas in regards to hegdish. And where do you see that there are arguing anything else aside from this classic machlokas of whether if your animal damages hegdish, whether you need to play? So the Gemara fires off a bunch of reasons why that would not be correct. Says the Gemara, im kein, two lines on the bottom, im tesam adalf, my lo ba hakosav. What is the lashon according to Rabbi Akiva when he says lo ba hakosav ela ligvos l'nizakim min ha'idis? What are those words lo ba hakosav? It sounds like that Rabbi Akiva is rejecting a definition of Rabbi Yishmael. You, Rabbi Yishmael, define the pasuk like this. I'm going to define the pasuk like that. If you learn that the machlokis is what happens if ziboris dimazik is ki'idis dinizik, so then Rabbi Yishmael says that's not what the pasuk means. But if you're just saying that shor shel hegdish is potter, then you wouldn't use the lashon lo ba hakosav, explains Rashi, four lines from the bottom. Also says the Gemara, va'od my kal v'chomer lehegdish. We're talking about hegdish. If you're saying the whole machlokis is by this case of a shor, so what does it mean kal v'chomer lehegdish? Va'od, and another question. Ha'amar Ravashi, Ravashi taught Tanya behedya. We learned in a brisa, meitav sadeu, meitav karmi yishalim, meitav sadeu shanizik, meitav karmo shel nizik. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, omer meitav sadeu shel mazik, meitav karmo shel mazik. It's a beferish a brisa, the details of the smachlokes, and that is the case that we described up until now, and that is the ziboris shel Nizik is the idius of the mazik. So the Gemara rejects to oversimplify and say that the machlokis over here is just simply a machlokis, the machlokis of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva about Shor Shel Hekdesh, but rather we could say that that's part of the machlokis of Kal V'Chomer Shel Hekdesh, but not to suggest that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about anything except for a case of idius Shel Nizik is the Zibora Shel Mazik, as we elucidated on the top of Mem Tes Amid Aleph. Ravina Amar, Ravina comes along and he gives us a nupshat. To understand Ravina's comment, we need to go back to a comment on the Gemara on Mem Ches Amid Beis. How did we get to the discussion of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, which we start with today? Well, we had a line in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said, Hanizakin Shamin Lahen Be'idis. Clearly, the Mishnah concludes that that is mipnei tikuna ola, that you do the assessment be'idyas. We need to clarify what was the din da'oraisa of how you collect, and what is the takana, the tikuna ola midrabbana. The Gemara suggested 5 lines in to the Gemara on Memches Amid Beis that really min haTorah you should do the assessment from the perspective of the nizik. However, due to Tikkun HaOlam, we do Meitav from the perspective of the Mazik. And hence, that even though Min HaTorah we learned that the halacha is that you could collect from the Ziboris the Mazik, if it's the Idiest of the Nizik, as we explained on the top of Mem Tes Amid Aleph, nevertheless, Chazal were Mesakein, that you always collect from the Idiest the Mazik. That's how we had learned up until now. Ravina Amar, back into our Gemara, Ravina says no. La'ola masnisan Rabbi Akiva hi. We could learn that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Akiva, and we're going to read the Mishnah entirely differently than we had read it in yesterday's daf. La'ola masnisan Rabbi Akiva hi de midor Omar midor Raisa midemazik shaminan. We already elucidated that according to Rabbi Akiva, Meitav Sadeyu says that you always collect from the Meitav of the Mazik. We ignore what the status of the Nizik is, and even if the Nizik's idios is a Ziboris of the Mazik, nevertheless, according to Rabbi Akiva, Min HaTorah, you got to collect from the Mazik. And Rabbi Shimon, and this is based on the position of Rabbi Shimon, the Darish Taima Dikra, and we're going to base this on expounding on the rationale of the pasuk. Now, this is a big sugya of Darshina and Taima Dikra, which appears in Kedushin, Samaches Amid Beis, as well as in Sanhedrin. The sugya basically saying that Chazal have a tradition for a rationale of a pasuk and apply it, even though the Torah doesn't explicitly apply that rationale. Let's see how that's used in our case. Umatam Kamar. What's the reason that we say midemazik shaminan? Matam hanizakin shamlam idyas mipnei tikuna olam. The reason is due to tikuna olam. Due to tikuna olam, we want, the Torah wants, that you collect from the idyas of the mazik. And the Gemara is about to elucidate what is that tikuna olam. You see, up until now, before we were Dorish Tamid Dikra, we assumed that the Mishnah is not talking on a level of Doraisa, because the Mishnah says it's Tikkun HaOlam. Comes along the Gemara and says, maybe the Pasuk itself is Tikkun HaOlam. Now, the only way you could say that is if you assume that we're Dorish Tamid Dikra. However, suggests Rabbi Shimon, we can, and Ravina suggests that that's the Pshat in our Mishnah. Now, that what exactly is this Tikkun HaOlam that we're about to see? Decide. Why is it that the Nizakin always get paid with the past? Due to those who steal and those who are corrupt. So that the corrupt thief and thieves will say, I'm not going to gain anything by stealing or being corrupt. L'machar bezin yardin l'nechasai. Because if I steal, then bezin's going to go down to my possessions. V'notun stay noashali. And they're going to take the most beautiful field. They're going to actually take more than I actually stole. The same chima mashakosa beteira meitav sadeu meitav karma yishalim. And they're going to base themselves on this week's parsha. It says that you pay for meitav. Lefichach amru, and that's why they said, Chazal said, hanizakin shaman lahem the idyas. That's why you collect from idyas. So that is Ravina's read in our Mishnah. Very different than the read we had up until now, that we were following the shita of Rabbi Yishmael, min ha-Torah, there's one halacha, midrabanan, there's a tikkun ha-olam. Now we follow the din d'oraisa, meitav sadeh says you always take the best from nizik, and that's the rationale. The Torah itself has a time of dekra, and we follow that time of dekra. The Braisa now continues and explains other halachas as well. Why is it that we learned in our Mishnah that if Reuven owes Shimon, he collects from grade B? Because we want to discourage another corrupt practice. Reuven is going to see that Shimon has something nice. So Reuven is going to approach Shimon. It seems like a nice guy. Would you like to borrow some money from me? And people always like some extra cash. And Shimon will say yes. And then what will happen? Then Reuven will collect from the object of Shimon's that he coveted. Could very well be he was over Lo Sach mode as well. But either way, we want to discourage that. Lefichach amru Balchov Beinis. That's why Balchov collects from Beinis. If he sees something really nice of Shimon's, to keep down his Yetzirah from wanting to collect it from him. Elamiata says the Gemara Yehebizibores. So if that's so, if we're going to say that you collect from Beinis and not from Idyas, for this reason, let's discourage Reuven even more from such behavior and say that he can't collect even from Beinis, only from Ziboros, only from the worst. Says Gemara Imkeinata Noel Dels Bifnei Lovin. Here's the dance of Takanos, the give and take. If we're going to say that he could only collect from Ziboros, then Reuven's never going to want to lend money to Shimon. So therefore, we say Beinonis. Period. Ksubas Isha b'Ziboros. We learned in our Mishnah that when it comes to the ksuba of a woman, so then that's collected from the worst. Divrei Rav Yehuda. Remeir Amir Beinonis. And Remeir says it comes from Beinonis. Amir Rav Shimon Pnei Mal. Amir Ksubas Isha b'Ziboros. Why does a woman collect her ksuba from the lowest grade? Sheyoser Mimasho Ish Rotsa Lisa Ha'isha. Lisa, Haisha Rotze Lina Sei. Because at the end of the day, Ksuba is also a balance, and that is we want to encourage people from getting married. Now, who wants to get married more and who wants to get married less? The person that wants to get married more, so that person we're going to need to entice them less with the Ksuba. Says the Gemara, the woman wants to get married more, and therefore she doesn't need a high-grade Ksuba. Hence, we collect from Ziboris. At the same time, if the woman wants to get married more, so then the man wants to get married less. We don't want to make the Ksuba seem overwhelming to him. Hence, from Ziboris. Tovar Acher, another explanation why we collect from Ziboris. Isha Yotza Liritzona Vishalo Liritzona Va'ish Eina Motzia Ela Liritzona. Liritzono. A woman, she could leave both with her, according to her will, and against her will. The Gemara's thought is not yet entirely clear. The words are quite clear. And that is, we know that at the end of the day, a woman could be divorced against her will. She could also insist that she no longer wants to be married. However, a man can never be forced to divorce his wife. He has to give the get according to his will, and a woman could be divorced, Baal Karcha. It clarifies the Gemara, my davar acher. What do you mean this is another explanation why Ksubas Isha is Ziboris? V'chi teima, explain to Gemara. No, I'll tell you. If you're going to respond, Keichi dechi mapik lo, iu tekinu l'rabbonon ksuba minei, kinafka ihi nami liskinu l'rabbonon ksuba mina. If you're going to ask the following question, why is it when a man divorces a woman, he pays her a ksuba? However, a woman doesn't pay a man a ksuba, even when she was the one who insisted on the divorce. Tashma, isha yotza l'ritzona v'shalo ritzona v'isha in motziya el l'ritzona. Efshar, demashilo begita, a man could always leave a get on behalf of a woman, and therefore we see that a man never is being forced to be married to the woman. Hence, the takana of ksuba was because she's more vulnerable, she is entitled to a ksuba. We learned in our Mishnah, ksubas isha b'ziboris, that the ksubas isha is from ziboris, as we mentioned earlier. Amar marzutra breid Rav Nachman, lo amaron ela miyasmi. This halacha is when the woman is being paid from the possessions of Yisomen. So let's say we have a case in which a husband dies, so then the inheritance, his ownings, go to his orphans. Those orphans now have to pay the ksuba. In such a case, then the payment comes from Ziboris. However, if Nachman is mechadish, avol minei didei bebeinis. But if he is the one who divorces her, in other words, he's alive, that means that he divorced her as opposed to die. So then, in such a case, it is paid from Beinus. So this whole halacha, that ksubas isha ziboris, according to Rav Nachman, is only in the case of the death of the husband as opposed to divorce. Says the Gemara miyasmi, in the case of death that's coming from Yisomim, mayirya ksubas isha. Why do you say specifically ksubas isha? Afilu kol mili nami. Anybody that collects from the Yisomim pays from the Ziboris. And that's also in our Mishnah, Amem Chesam Ebeis. Datnan, Eina from Inichasim Yisom, Elamin HaZiboris. Elalav Minei. So must be that what Rav Nachman said is incorrect, that even in a case of divorce, you pay from Ziboris. Says the Gemara, no, La'ola Miyasmi. Really, we're talking about a case where he died. Aye, if that's so, so then, why does the Mishnah need to tell us about Ksubas Isha? That's a general halacha of collecting from Yisomim. Uksubas Isha Yitzrichalei, but we need to spell Ksubas Isha, Salkadai Techamina, I would have thought Mishum China Ikilu Rabbonan Gaba. That when it comes to Ksubas Isha, we want the woman to find favor in the husband's eyes to marry him. And therefore we tell her, don't worry, you would collect from Beinonis. So Kamash Malon, the Chiddush our Mishnah is we don't say that takana that's any different, and the collection is from Ziboris, like all things when it comes to Yisomim. Amar Rava Tashmas, Rava said, come in here, I will give you a proof in regards to Shitas Marzutra. Marzutra in the name of Rav Nachman, in regards to whether Ksubas Isha is collected in the case of divorce from Beinonis, or the simple reading of our Mishnah, that's collect from Ziboris. Rameir Ramek Ksubas Isha beBeinonis. Rameir was a dissenting view, and he says Ksubas Isha is from Beinonis. Miman, now what was that case? Ilema miyasmi. If you're going to say he was collecting from the Yisom, lesle the Rabbi Meir, hadistan, ain't from Nechasim, mina yinichse Yisom, elemi Ziboris. The Mishnah itself says that when you collect from Yisom, you always go from Ziboris. So it must be in case of divorce. El lav minei, we're collecting from him in the case of divorce. Michal de Rabbanan savri b'Ziboris. And yet we see the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Meir and say you collect from Ziboris. So Rabbi Meir said you collect from Beinus. The Rabbanan disagree and they held Ziboris. What's that case? That case must be a case of divorce. Says the Gemara, lo lol miyatsmi, v'shani ksubas isha mishum chino. Like the answer that we had given earlier, that maybe we would have had a hava mina, that the Ksubas Isha is different. Rabbi Meir actually holds that Ksubas Isha is different, that you collect from Beinonis due to China, that we want to encourage women to get married from the first place, and therefore we say due to China they get from Beinonis, while the Rabbanan, of course, disagree. Amar Abaye, Abaye tries another proof. The simple reading of the Mishnah, the Stam Tane, is Ksubas Isha from Ziboris. Analyzes the Gemara Miman. Ilema miyasmi. If you're going to say that in case of divorce it's Beinonis, and therefore this case is only from Yisomim, Mayiri Ksubas Isha fil kol haninami, elav minei. Must be that we're talking about divorce, and that divorce is not like Marzutra in the name of Rav Nachman, but rather divorce is also Miziboris. Am Rav Acha bar Yaakov hachma iskinan, kigon shenase arev l'niske bino. Rav Acha bar Yaakov gives a complicated teretz to squeeze out of our Mishnah. Rav Acha bar Yaakov learns that our Mishnah is a very particular case. Our Mishnah is not the classic case of Ksubas Isha. In a case where it's a classic case of Ksubas Isha, so then in such an instance, if it's divorce, there's room to learn, like Marzutra in the name of Rav Nachman, that the Ksubas Isha would be, in a case of divorce, from Beinonis.
Our Mishnah said that the Ksubas Isha is from Ziboris. Kigom. We're talking about the following cases in our Mishnah. Number one, when the Mishnah deals with Nizakin, we're talking about someone who becomes an Arev Leniske Beno. That means an Arev means a cosigner, something along the lines of a cosigner. That it, in a case of where Reuven takes responsibility for his son's damages. In other words, if his son damages and doesn't pay back, he will pay back. Baal Chov Beno means that he takes responsibility for his son's chovos. Ksubas Kaloso means that he takes responsibility for his daughter-in-law's ksuba. And the halacha is going to split in the following way. What happens if he became the co-signer and turns out that his son goes belly up and he can't pay for his damages, can't pay his creditors, and he can't pay his daughter-in-law? V'haikidine, v'haikidine. Then the halacha will be the following. Nizakin u'bal choyv. When it comes to Nizakin u'bal choyv, d'mechayim gavu, that the halacha is the creditors could collect from the son, iunami kamagbi kimichayim magbi. So then in such a case, they would collect from the father as if the son was alive. However, ksubas isha, d'la'achar misi gavi. When it comes to ksubas isha, generally, if Reuven has a son, let's call him Binyamin, and Binyamin has a wife that he's mishabe to the ksuba, and he dies, that's collected, of course, after Binyamin dies. Ula'achar misa mimangavi, and after death, who would the woman collect from? Generally, miyasmi, from the Yisomim. Si iunami ki magbi ki la'achar misa magbi. If that would be so too in this case of the Arev. When the Arev is collecting the ksuba, then the father is going to pay as if they're collecting from Yisomim. And if he's going to pay as if they're collecting from the Yisomim, that's what the Mishnah means when it says that the ksuba is being collected from the Ziboris. Because when you collect from the Yisomim, you collect from Ziboris. The Gemara follows up with a natural question. Says the Gemara, v'tepik le de Arev de ksuba lo mishtabit. But let us learn that when it comes to ksuba, there is no shibud altogether of an arev. We don't have this concept of arev when it comes to ksuba. That the Gemara is going to prove to us, that there, in general, there isn't an arev when it comes to a ksuba. Says the Gemara, okay, bikablon. Now there are two different types of arev. There's a regular arev, an arev ksuba, and then there's an arev kablon, a kablon de ksuba. Now this teretz of the Gemara is quite complicated, and what we're going to do, Be'ezer Hashem, is pick up tomorrow with this teretz of the Gemara. Right now, what the Be'ezer Hashem, right now, what the Gemara is saying is that we could learn that our Mishnah is talking about a particular case of ksuba, and in an instance where a man divorces his wife, she'd be able to collect from Beinonis. And our Mishnah was talking about a case in which there was an Arev, particularly in this case, the father was an Arev, and normally a Ksuba is collected from Yisomim, and therefore you collect from the Ziboris. The problem that the Gemara has gotten caught up in, which requires a lot of elaboration, and tomorrow's daf will do that, is that at the end of the day, you normally don't have an Arev for a Ksuba. So that Teretz is in a perilous state. Baruch Hashem, in today's daf, we really saw two different approaches to the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek HaNizakin. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. And the most standard way of learning the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva is when the Torah says, Meitav Sadeo Meitav Karma, in this week's Parsha, that there's a requirement that that the Mazik pays from Meitav. Does that mean whatever the Mazik's land is, he always has to pay from Meitav? Or does it mean that the Mazik has to pay from Meitav relative to the Nizik? So if you have a case where the Ziboris, the Mazik, is the Idius, the Nizik, so then in such a case, does the Mazik still have to pay from his Idius? Or could he pay from his Ziboris, which is the Idios of the Mazik? That's a machlokis between
Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. On yesterday's daf, we had seen that the Gemara explains that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Nevertheless, there is a takanas ha'olam from our Mishnah that says that you collect from the best of the idios, even though in a case of where the best of the mazik, even though min ha'Torah, if the best of the mazik is better than the best of the nizik, he does not have to pay. Nevertheless, there's a takanas ha'olam, and that's how our Mishnah reads hanizakin shemlam beidios, due to takanas ha'olam that the mazik needs to pay from his best as a takana midrabanan, in a case of where his idios is even better than the idios of the nizik. However, the opinion of Ravina on daf memtes amabez is that our Mishnah is following the position of Rabbi Akiva that says min ha'teira, the mazik always needs to pay from his best. And when our Mishnah says takana sa'olam, that's time of the krah. And what that means is the following, that the Torah itself, the rationale of the pasuk itself, is we want to discourage gazlanim, and the way in which we discourage gazlanim is we tell them that they're going to have to pay better than they even stole. The Gemara points out that Baal Chov is a sensitive balance. When it comes to Baal Chov, there on the one hand, we want people to lend money, so we don't want the collectors to collect from Ziboris. On the other hand, we don't want them to manipulate people who are borrowing money and intentionally put them in a position when they'll be able to collect from their idios. Finally, when it comes to Ksuba, the Gemara raises the possibility that even though our Mishnah and many other Makoros are black and white, that Ksuba is collected from Ziburis because ultimately the woman wants to get married more than the man. It could be we learned in the name of Marzutra, of Nachman and Marzutra, that when it comes to divorce, there it would be from Beinonis. And our Mishnah, when it says it's Ziburis, is talking about a case of death, and when you're collecting from the Yisomim, there is also another clause in our Mishnah, how the clauses relate to each other was the discussion of the Gemara, that says that you collect from Ziboris. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Memtes in Maseches Gittin.